1 Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah through the will of Yahweh, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in the Messiah Yahshua, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Yahshua the Messiah, our Master, both theirs and ours, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father, and from the Master Yahshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim always on your behalf, for the grace of Yahweh which is given you by Yahshua the Messiah, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of the Messiah was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, who shall also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Master Yahshua the Messiah. Yahweh is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, that you speak all the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of the Messiah. Is the Messiah divided? Was Paul impaled for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank Yahweh that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For the Messiah sent me not to baptize, but to preach the good news, not with wisdom of words, lest the torture stake of the Messiah should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the stake is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of Yahweh. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not Yahweh made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world by wisdom knew not Yahweh. It pleased Yahweh by the foolishness of preaching to save them but that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach an executed Messiah, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Messiah the power of Yahweh and the wisdom of Yahweh. Because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yahweh is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But Yahweh has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and Yahweh has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised has Yahweh chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should boast in the presence of Yahweh. But of him are you in the Messiah, Yahshua, who of Yahweh is made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in Yahweh. End of chapter.